Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. How can I help you?
Hi, George. It's Shane.
Oh, hey, Shane. How can I help you?
I wanted to activate the service, but does a payment plan need to be updated? How will I update it? Can I give you the information over the phone, or?
Yeah, you can do that here with me, yes. So you're looking to update the card on file and use that new card?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's get started. Just to confirm, so Shane, you're with Shane's Hardwood Floors, right?
Yes, of Florida, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, give me just a moment to get started with everything. The thing is that your account was suspended, so let me just work on removing the suspension, then we'll update your card. One sec.
Okay.
All right, excellent. And the card that you'll be using, Shane, is that a Visa card, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
A Visa.
A Visa. Okay, may I have the card number that you'll be using?
4085-4040-3904-8305.
What's the expiration?
0729.
And the three-digit number on the back?
324.
Thank you. One moment. All right. So the card has been updated successfully. Now that payment would be exactly of $299, okay?
Okay.
All righty. One sec. Okay, great. So the payment went through successfully. Your service is now active once again. And well, in this case, Shane, let's discuss the pending items so for us to get started, of course. So on one of our conversations, one of the things that we needed or currently still need will be the customer ID, which would be the number that you were using prior to being a client with Local Splash. It seems that you already had like a Google verified account, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Right, so in order for us to manage that, we do need that customer ID.
Customer ID, yeah, I have to see. So, okay, I have to get that customer ID. Customer ID, uh-huh, and what else?
We also, I'm not sure if you've already done this yet, but we need you to send in the copy of the certification of insurance, the liability of the business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a license for the business as well.
What was that, sir? Say that again. Liability, L-I-B-E-R-T. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Liability insurance. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a license. If you have a license for the business, that one as well.
No, I don't have that. I don't need that.
Oh, okay, if it's not required, then not necessary. All right.
It's not
well, for now, the customer ID will be the most important part. If you have it now, we can get started right now, or you can call us once you're ready.
The customer ID. I wonder where I get that now. Would that be where I'd have that?
Well, were you with another company that was helping you with it, or are you doing that?
I was with another company, yeah. Uh-huh.
You can give them a call as an option and ask for that customer ID.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I will, I give them a call. I just need my customer ID for what? My Google, is it Google page?
Yeah, for your Google account, for your Google verified account.
Google verified, you have customer ID. Okay. Okay. I'll have a look for that and I'll get back to you, okay?
Sounds good. We'll be waiting for your call.
Yeah. When, When will that be active? Like, when do you think it'll start to activate it, start working?
Well, since you just paid, everything else apart from Google Verified is active within the next couple of hours. Your ads will be back and running. So that's Facebook ads and your Google profile that we're already managing on your Google page. So the only thing pending here is that other portion of your service, which is Google Verified. That's why we need that customer ID. But everything else, like Facebook ads and your Google profile, that's already active as of this very moment.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. Okay. I'll have a look for this and I'll get back to you with it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much for giving us a call. You have a good one.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
No.